You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Thank you so much for choosing your boys in the morning, the Dom and Jeremy show here at Denver's Mix 100. We appreciate you spending your Friday with us. We've got a lot coming up in just about an hour. We'll have a mind bender. It's a fun mind bender today. And then we have long time, first time that will roll out at about 8 o'clock this morning. Right now, it's time for a trending report. What the heck is trending? The Rockies had a chance to sweep that road series yesterday until the game was postponed because of soggy field conditions.
Oh, I hate that.
The old soggy field. They were supposed to play in Atlanta. I have no idea if or when, Jeremy, they could ever make this game up because the season ends like 2 weeks from Sunday.
So what happens? Do they just call it a tie or
what they would do is, if I understand correctly, they just will not play that game. And so instead of 162, they'll only play 161. Unless they can squeeze, unless both teams have a day off and unless they need it to like break some sort of a tie in the playoff seeding.
Okay.
Which ain't going to happen with the Rockies because they're not going to be in the playoffs, but
so
Atlanta
just let it
will
go. They'll go all frozen on
they
it.
They might just let it go.
Okay.
Tom Brady just won a Super Bowl a few months ago at age 43. Now at age 44, he's been asked if he could play until he was 50. And he says, yes.
And why not? I believe him.
I totally believe him, dude. Right now, the record for the oldest player ever in the NFL belongs to George Blanda. I remember watching George Blanda play. Blanda, he was an old man.
How old was he?
48. Is when he retired.
You know Tom's going to want to do this just to say that he is the oldest to ever play.
Dude, I think
he's
you're
gonna
right.
He's going to stick around.
He also said, Tom said it also could come down to whether Giselle lets him or not.
Oh, Giselle.
Mm-hmm.
She probably likes the paycheck.
Honey, is it okay if I play till I'm 50?
Yes, it's okay.
Sir Elton.
She's making probably a buttload of money, too.
She doesn't worry about his money. She makes her own money.
She doesn't care.
Sir Elton John has been performing his farewell tour. It's called the Farewell Yellow Brick Road Tour, but now he's had to put that on hold because he fell down and hurt his hip.
He fell on the yellow brick road.
Sir Elton is 74 years old, so it looks like he might have to have hip surgery now.
Well, he could still play the piano. Just wheel him out.
It's not like he's busting a move out there on stage.
Yeah.
New movies out today include Cry Macho.
Okay.
Stars 91-year-old Clint Eastwood.
Is this the one where I keep hearing rumors where he like socks somebody in the movie? I think he straight up punches somebody and knocks him out or something.
Really? I don't know. I don't believe it. I mean, it's Clint Eastwood. Jeremy, here's your little bio about it. He plays a washed-up former rodeo star who finds redemption for his wasted life by agreeing to cross the border into Mexico to find his boss's son.
I like it. It's going to be good.
It's in theaters and on HBO Max today. And ladies, Gerard Butler has a new movie out today called Cop Shop. He plays a hitman trying to complete a job after his target gets himself locked up in a small town police station. So Gerard gets himself thrown into the jail cell next to him. But then he has to get creative when a competing assassin shows up and starts shooting up the place.
Whoa.
Sounds like a very thoughtful, intelligent film.
Competing assassins. I like that, though.
That sounds like Gross Point Blank.
I never saw that one.
Oh, dude.
Is it competing assassins?
Yeah.
Oh,
John Cusack or whatever. Yeah. John Cusack, and who's the other assassin? Oh, Dan Aykroyd.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh.
All right.
Who was the Minnie Driver's in it? She plays a disc jockey. Fans of Grey's Anatomy might be interested in a new book about how the... it's a new book about the show that's just come out. It apparently explains why one of its stars, Patrick Dempsey, had to leave the show. He was the one known as McDreamy.
Okay, I was going to ask if he was dreamy or steamy.
He was dreamy, McDreamy. Well, apparently, he had such a diva-like attitude that it became unbearable.
Really?
A producer of the show says there were HR issues.
Really?
It wasn't sexual in any way. He was sort of terrorizing the set. Quote, some cast members had all sorts of PTSD with him.
Oh, my God.
Maybe his nickname should have been McDiva.
Oh, nice.
You like that?
Well done.
Thank you. I got some news for nerds for you quickly. SpaceX will, with all the four space tourists, is going to splash down in the Atlantic Ocean tomorrow. Whee! After their 3 days up there going 17,000 miles an hour.
I like their little plexiglass dome that they have on that thing. It's huge. Really cool. Yeah.
There's great video, too, of the views of all of that.
Yeah, it's incredible.
Jeremy was alluding to this a little while ago. Some people don't want to get a vaccine because they don't like shots. Well, they're working on something now where you wouldn't have to get a shot. They're trying to figure out how to grow the vaccine actually in plant cells so that basically you would eat a salad and it would get you your vaccine.
Yeah, they're trying to figure out how they can deliver the DNA containing the vaccine antibodies or information basically into your spinach.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then that helps in a lot of ways because then it doesn't have to be refrigerated. It could be kept at room temperature.
They're just trying to figure out now, like, the right dosage people will need to, you know, eat. Like, if it's 4 carrots or 5 carrots, or if you need a booster, then you eat 2 more carrots. I posted this on our Facebook page, and already the comments are rolling in saying, come on, you're going to start a new war on the salad industry. Well, now salads are going to be boycotted, protested, and recalled.
Oh, for God's
sake. The conspiracy theories are starting. Come on, guys.
Think about it, though. Farmers could be growing acres of vaccine.
I know. It's pretty cool, actually.
Pretty cool.
It's really
cool. And then, cue the Jurassic Park music. There is a company that's trying to raise money right now to bring back woolly mammoths.
Oh, this has been happening for a while.
They're trying to use DNA to make first a mammoth-elephant hybrid.
Cool.
And then from that, grab a woolly mammoth. Now, it's not like dinosaurs that have been gone for 65 million years. Woolly mammoths were around mostly until about 10,000 years ago. That's it. And a few of them survived to about 4,000 years ago. So it's not like they've been gone millions of years.
All right. So it sounds pretty
easy. We could easily see a woolly mammoth.
Piece of cake.
What else is trending?
Dom was talking yesterday about the 500 greatest songs of all time on the Rolling Stones list, and I guess Smash Mouth is all butthurt this morning because their song All Star is not on the list.
Oh, no.
They tweeted out yesterday, All Star not on the list? ? Are we missing something? And then they proceeded to tag a bunch of the users of, or a bunch of the writers from Rolling Stone, their usernames on Instagram, so... I don't know. I'm kind of with him. That's a pretty good song. It's a banger, Dom.
How would you like for me to play that for you?
I would love it.
After the trending report.
What year did that come out?
I will play. Oh, 99?
I want to say that was a high school song for me. 98-ish back in there. Yeah, that's why. It's got a little close place to me, to my
heart.
I'll
look it up for you right now.
I like that. Rumors are sparked about a new Bodyguard reboot, the remake of the 1992 Whitney Houston Kevin Costner movie. Fans are saying that people should be cast in Lizzo and Chris Evans to fill those two spots.
Okay.
Big shoes to fill. What are your thoughts on that, Dom?
My thoughts are that the better story is the one from Lizzo yesterday when she explained why she wasn't aware that she had won the VMA award.
Oh, yeah. She was getting freaky deaky, wasn't
she? Yeah, she was apparently having sex, she said, when they announced it.
Yeah. So that's going on with Lizzo. Google Trends story out this morning. This kind of crap comes out every time this time of year. For the pumpkin spice products, each state is Googling more than other states. And we will take a look here. And Colorado is just Googling the pumpkin spice latte. We're rather boring. Mm. I do like the map of this. It's also on our Facebook because it shows all these different pumpkin spice products that I didn't even know were out there, like pumpkin spice cheese enchiladas.
What?
Pumpkin spice enchiladas. Pumpkin spice ramen is on the list. And pumpkin spice margaritas also out there. So, hey, it's that time of year. We just looked up. It's next Wednesday, first day of fall.
Okay.
So it's pumpkin spice.
Feels a little bit nippy this morning.
It's also the time of the year where you just got to rework your wardrobe because you need something heavy in the morning and something light and airy in the afternoon.
It is currently 49 degrees.
See?
We're in the 40s.
See? It's chilly. It's nippy. And this is funny. A new survey of 28% of pet owners say that they just buy things for their pets just for social media posts.
Oh.
Not out of the goodness of their heart or to spoil their little fur babies. They're buying them a bunch of clothing and toys and whatever just to get cute little Facebook posts of them.
I've kind of suspected this. I'm glad there's proof.
Yeah. Reminds me of my mom and dressing up the pugs for Halloween, you know, and just doing that to get pictures of them.
Hey, man, pugs, not drugs.
Poor pugs. That's my T-shirt I have. And then real quick, here's your Drunk America. Anheuser-Busch has announced they're going to be selling a new Bud Light. It's called Bud Light Next, and it's the first ever zero-carb beer now, Dom, versus our Michelob Ultras, which are what, like 1-point-something? Carbs, grams?
It's less than five, I think.
It's really low, but now we get zero. Dude. Zero.
What's the taste going to be like?
But it's Bud Light is the thing.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah. All right, let's do clickbait. Find us on Facebook, Dom and Jeremy on the FB. You got to watch this video today. Speaking of dogs and cats, there's a little dog named Lollipop and a cat named Shishimi, it looks like. They teamed up to break a world record. The owner trained them to ride a scooter together, Dom. And they set a new speed record, 15 feet in under 5 seconds.
All right.
They're both holding onto the little handlebars, and the dog pushes the scooter with his back foot. You have to watch this video. It's on our Facebook, Dom and Jeremy.